106 Jack FM Hertfordshire News.
Hi, my name's Jamis Elliott, and I'm the Mayor of Bishop Stortford. 2013 has been a great year for Bishop Stortford, and we've had many town events such as Stortford Young Musicians, Stortford Young Voices, an Armed Forces Day, a Liberty Business Event for all businesses, a Boxing Night, and those town events have actually been my personal highlights.
And in terms of the boxing event, you actually trained, didn't you?
I did, yes. I got slightly competitive about it because I was up against a heavyweight champion to raise money for charity. Of course, all the town's events were raising money for charity and providing a great night for people. So I thought, well, I'll go in the ring and have a round.
So other highlights of the year, Janice?
Well, Chris, the Saltersfield Master Plan's actually become a reality. And what the plans are is to completely regenerate our local central green space and start the ball rolling. We've actually got plans and permission in place for a brand new paddling pool within the town.
Hi, I'm Jerry McDonald. I manage policing for East Hertfordshire. A lot achieved, a lot of changes. Surprised to see crime still falling. It's hard work to make crime, to keep crime down. I think the highlight is the picture I've just posted on Jack FM's website about the offender's vehicle being crashed to ensure that the offenders pay for the crime they commit. And a couple of weeks ago we had a barn meet where in front of everyone we crashed a vehicle and it sent a very clear message that we will tackle offenders and pursue them. And I was pleased with that. I'll look forward to pursuing offenders to the nth degree to ensure that we are able to make sure that offenders pay.
Hi, my name's Lisa Courts. I'm from Hitchin. My highlights for 2013 are numerous, but probably the biggest one for me was being able to go out on a massive cycle challenge out in Death Valley in November, raising funds for Help for Heroes and the Blue Lamp Foundation, and just meeting some amazing people and being able to achieve a cycle ride of over sort of like 350 miles up to elevations or combined elevations of over 20,000 feet. Along with that, it has to be meeting Tom and Erin, who were the winners of the Jack FM wedding show, who will be getting married later on in February next year, and just being able to meet so many people along the way while we've been fundraising with loads of other bits and pieces, and looking forward to more and more challenges ahead in the future years. So that's my highlights for this year.
Hello, my name's Kieran Thorpe. I'm a Labour councillor from South Hatfield and I'm the leader of the Labour group on Welland Hatfield Borough Council. 2013, I mean, there's been more downs than ups, I think, when you look at what's been happening in the world and in the UK. But to think of the highlights, of course, I think perhaps because of the way it is now, they have to think about the summer and the great weather that we had. And even though the Olympics was the previous year, we still had a lot of sporting success. I particularly enjoyed watching the British Lions play, winning in the Ashes, of course, that seems like a long way away now. And of course, Manchester United won the league again, which made me very happy. But then, of course, Alex Ferguson retired. For me, that was a big part of 2013. Didn't see that coming. Certainly wish that hadn't happened.
Stephen McPartland, Member of Parliament for Stevenage. We've had lots of highlights, a couple of lowlights, but for me, I think one of the biggest highlights was the Surgery Centre actually winning the campaign to have the Surgery Centre given over to our local NHS. I mean, it was a campaign I ran for nearly 18 months, and the Surgery Centre was also some of my biggest low times during the year, when you have to sit there and you talk to constituents who lost their eyesight, some had lost loved ones, and it was a very, very difficult period. But I was absolutely delighted and over the moon when in August I was able to persuade the Secretary of State for Health to purchase the facility and kick the private owners' career out and hand it over to our local NHS to manage.